This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Ethical reasoning often is divided into two schools. The first is the school of deontology, with its focus on principles, the universality of an action, and the intentions behind an action. In this approach, an action could be judged as right or moral, even if the outcome is a disaster.
The other school is that of consequentialism. It focuses on the benefits and harms that are the consequences of an action. In this way of thinking, an action could be judged as right based on the quality of the outcome, regardless of intention.
These two schools focus on the two sides of an action. Deontology looks at what goes into deciding upon a particular course of action, and consequentialism looks at what comes out of the action. And then there is the third of these two schools.
Third of two schools?
It's part of a Buddhist belief called karma.
Oh, what goes around comes around.
Or, for our purposes, that the judgment of an act depends upon three things. What we put into it, the deontological view, what comes out of it, the consequentialist view, and how we reflect upon it.
So how I feel about something after I've done it matters.
Yes, it influences our ethical judgment.
So if I do something with evil intent, it would be even worse if I were pleased with myself, but not so bad if I felt remorse?
Exactly. One of the outcomes of remorse is that people resolve not to do that again. So, ethically speaking, the Buddhist approach integrates intent and outcome and then encourages us to become better people day by day.
Meditate on your thoughts and then share them with us. Comment at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.